they opened the new yeshiva Wycliffe, and he came, and he spoke. I remember that. And,
what year was that?
That was in 56.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about that speech?
Yeah, well, I remember the look. You see, the tzura and the speaking, the way he's speaking on the side of different Rosh Yeshiva. And, you know, that look was a unique look. In fact, if I had to say the tzura, let's say when you were in his Dalet Amos, so tzura, you felt you were a malach elokim. Like you were the... It wasn't like, you know, not that he, even before he spoke, even the Pasha, the Tiburim, without the Rayonis and the Torah. Mm-hmm. Just the Tzura, look at the Tzura, I remember when I went to speak to him learning.
Something different.
Pardon?
There was something different about
it. Was different, like I spoke, look, I had the Schiah to be by a lot of Gedolim, and I was pretty close to Rav Moshe, for instance. But it's the Tzura, I don't remember ever, like, before, like I was taken, let's say, the tour of the Sattva Rebbe, let's say. And I was in his presence. I was by the Sattva Rebbe, let's say. It wasn't the same, like, with sitting. I remember when I sat by the Rosh Yeshiva, when I spoke to him, went to speak to him learning. I sat with my, like, hands were under my shoes. Like, I was so, like, inspired. He was saying, we talked a little bit of learning. And then he started, he acted with a...
When was this?
This was in Toshin Chof.
Okay, yeah.
And he started saying a shir.
Yeah.
Like, partially, he started like a mittens, like something that he said he must have spoken for about half hour. Like, just, I didn't even understand one word he said. I couldn't understand the chabdi, even though I spoke Yiddish.
Yeah.
But I couldn't chabdi, the chit chadibur was a very difficult chit chadibur.
Mm-hmm.
Like, till this day, I don't understand how people who didn't speak Yiddish, you know, I spoke a fluent Yiddish.
Yeah.
And, I spoke, I understood, and I wrote Yiddish, and I couldn't have for months the chidwin, listening to shir, like, you know, a word here, a word there, because he didn't have his delivery wasn't, the chidwin khatib was like a horse. Stayed, Rambam, so, you know, like, was it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, was that really because he didn't have it, or what, he was just so fair? His speech couldn't keep up with his mind.
No. His speech didn't keep up with his mind.
Yeah?
He had a problem. I had heard later on that he did have something when he was younger with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely wasn't an impediment, but there was a hoarseness. He was very clear. He was clear.
You could hear the words,
but it was like, first of all, it was like in a monotone. Mm-hmm. So until you got used to it, I'm saying it took me time, and I spoke Yiddish, when I was sitting by him, so you can learn in Grada, he said something, like he asked me something, Grada.
Yeah.
In the middle, and I just hopped one or two words,
uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go into detail now, but I hopped one or two words, and I told him, oh, so I arrived in Artoises, and he was like, he says, oh, I come to Gzak Nashir. It was, and that, when I said, I had seen it once in Rabbi Yosef Engel, but he didn't look at Rabbi Yosef Engel.
Who was he?
And, what?
Who was Rabbi Yosef Engel?
Rabbi Yosef Engel was the Bendiner, was the Asun Dereis, the
what?
Famous Rav Yosef Engel was a famous, the biggest Balki and the biggest Godlin.
When?
Rav Chaim Briska said on Rav
Yosef. You didn't see him.
Not I saw. Oh. I'm saying I saw in the Sefer.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
You know, he wrote like Achtoiv. Asun Dereis is a famous.
Yeah.
He was a famous Rav. Anyway, so.
Where was he, Rav?
He was the Rosh Bezdin of Ben Din.
Ben-din.
But Chaim Briska said on Rabbi Yosef Engel, when he spoke to him in learning, that he was walking, like, back and forth, walking back and forth, and he said that Azmalein, he was mourning himself, he says, Azmalein ish kemenisht. Rabbi Yosef Engel was the Gavar Rabbi, he was the Godel, he was the Baki, he did in Poland.
He was from Poland, not from Lutzer.
No, he was in Poland, he did a lot of chakiris in the Swarm, Tsyoinim, Lutairi Road, he built the Swarm.
So what are you saying in terms of...
Anyway, no. So when I mentioned that, right? So the Rashi was very excited, like, I got what he said this year.
I mean,
and even for common things helped me later on. He looked at me differently because he thought that I chapped oisheshir.
You chapped oisheshir?
He thought he was speaking and learning.
Yeah.
So when he said something and he says, if I have a raya.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, it's a toises, and I said where the toises is.
Yes.
He was little over the stoimim.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't even have really fully what he was talking about, because I didn't even, you know, the chitta chadib was difficult.
Uh-huh.
So later on, common problem had helped him brew shnei later on. Like, he thought, like I was, like, you know, a psagavarab, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Al Kaparim, the main thing is, I would say, the tzura, the tzura, even on Moshe Rashonim Kippur.
Yeah.
It's like a malach Hashem Tzvok. I mean, it's to walk with him, to be in his Dalai Lama's, was something like you felt your mamash like in with a malach. That's the
nice.
Biggest recollection that I could say, you know.
What about incidents themselves? You came to the yeshiva, what was your introduction?
What in my introduction?
I mean, you had a shfahar, or the... How did you get settled in?
No, I spoke to him learning. Because I was tall. I was young. I was very young.
Yeah.
I was the youngest guy in the yeshiva when I came.
Uh-huh.
And I came.
Did you come with some kind of recommendation?
Yeah, but Reb Chaim Stein called him up.
Uh-huh.
And then gave a good report. And when he says, look, he usually used to send younger guys, to other yeshivas first.
Uh-huh.
So he said, but he felt that since I looked big, that I would be able to handle myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know. That was after I spoke to him learning, so he, like... So that was the...
the introduction.
That was the... one time, but yeah. This is not... Like, you know, in the yeshiva, like, I used to learn late at night.
Yeah.
God, the one time he asked me, so I just look, I accused him of it. And, you know, so, I wasn't that medactic in this mantilla.
Uh-huh.
So I come late. So one time he saw me on a Friday night, he says to me, come zum davenen, versteht in the shurim besser.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was like, you know, he didn't say, like, you know, davening is ninyan, versteht in the shurim besser.
Uh-huh. Everything was the shurim.
No, that's what he said to me. Like, I was surprised that he even mentioned the davening, like, you know, but he
noticed everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was the main, like, if I asked him a kasha in the shir or something, like,
yeah.
It was a, you know, see, just, that was his biggest chiz. The shir was his chiz, like, you'd go, you know, explain.
Did he ever admonish you in the shir, in the Benyas kashas?
Hmm?
Did he ever shvah you on?
No. I didn't speak to him that often,
uh-huh.
You know, a few times. Like, you know, I asked him, said the kuda. Like, I didn't, uh-huh. You know, go to...
Didn't challenge.
Huh?
You never challenged anything he said.
No, never challenged.
Never.
That's something else. That's the...
Any other incidents or things that, observations that you could make more concrete?
I don't have any...
detailed things that happened.
No.
Nothing. Just that. Just a general impression.
Impression, yeah.
But
I was young, I wasn't. I'm sorry I can't be of more assistance.
Why?
See, I'm sorry I can't be of more assistance.
I'm
not going to make up stories to make you feel.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. You're not going to make stories.
Huh?
You don't have stories per se.
No.
Just give me the impressions you had that you left with. And could you say, like, something about the. What the legacy is?
We'll say it.
I don't know, something that you say. This is the tamsis of my experience.
Tamsis of my experience.
Yeah.
Well, to say that, like, I think the main thing is that it was, he gave over the, he instilled the that the whole world is goodbye to Torah,
yeah.
Abbas of Torah,
yeah.
And everything is, you know, his. I mean, I know of. By him, a Talmud was very choshev.
Yeah.
He would go out of his way for, you know, not to, I mean, me personally, I didn't have any, but I know that he, you know, he'd go to the end of the world for a Talmud.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, his whole life with the Matthias was tired. There was nothing else. That was it.
Yeah.
And this is what he gave up to his Talmudim. That's why you know, his tummy did my tongue into my beats too.
Because he absorbed that.
What?
He absorbed that, that Tashkoff, or what do you want to call it, Mahan Hoge, or attitude. The attitude.
Because he was cool the Shem Shemayim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, problem is with a lot of people, there's always an angle.
Uh-huh.
The Zir. For him, there was no angle. There was
you couldn't even make one up.
It was cool the Shem, there was never a. Everything was L'Shem Shemayim. There was no second guessing. There are a lot of people like that. I mean, they're in Israel. But from my experience,
I mean, this one you met.
There was no. It was Kula Kodesh. That was the.
And no, also, no.
I mean, motives. The Kodesh is that he was still involved in every Inyan in the Welt, and. You know, he was involved in everything. You know, let's say even by his Einikos Bar Mitzvah, I remember.
Which one?
Yankim Elias, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't get up in the same Sanhedrin. He said, give a shir. That was his chiyus. The shir was his chiddush. Was his chiyus, the third. And still more, he was able to channel all that. In other words, he didn't use it as an excuse to say, I'm going to sit in the basement shoulder. He was out there and you know, raising money and doing for the yeshiva, for the belt, for the good of all Kali Yisrael. Like, he was there. He was there for everybody. That's a chiddush. But I hold that he was able, even if he was Isaac and other in Yonam, his mind was thinking and learning. Like, it wasn't... like you see in the Free of the Kedurs, it wasn't like, you know, he was busy, let's say, 10 hours a day with the Klal and Yonim, and then raising money or whatever it was, and then he learned 4 hours. And because he was the big Moyach, so he could able to learn in 4 hours, somebody else could learn in 2 months. Pshat is that he was learning then also. The mind was constantly, he was dovek continuously in Torah. If he was on a telephone, you saw him, that you saw Bachosh, he was on the telephone, he was looking in the Gemara. His fingers were going down the page, like he wasn't. See, his mind could be soivel, speaking to somebody, and then still thinking and learning. So it's a double portion like that.
Now, that quality, that characteristic, was that because of his genius or because of his attitude?
That was because he was cool at her. What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
A lot of geniuses. Einstein was a genius.
I'm just saying that if somebody else could still do, he won't have that, reach that level, but he could have the same Hanhaga, but he won't reach that level.
Well, look, he had Gedoil, he had Chazoinish, he had people of that caliber who were able to, you wouldn't say on the, you know, by him. He etzach gemosten with three of the Kedurs. He didn't messach with the Heidegge, like by him, the Goyen, like the Goyen, some Soifa. That's how he messach.
The real people, Tim.
These are the people, and he would have been, and as edel as he was, his whole Anhaga was edel, but when it came to Torah, he would stand up for his principles. There was no backing down, you know. He was Dovak Bakajir Baruch Hu Kuloi Belev Benevish, and that was the Chiyas, and that gave him the Chiyas, and that's why he was able to be Poyol, because it says in Merab Doim El Malach Hashem Tzavok He says Yivak Hashem Bipiyu.
Yeah,
I once said, and I saw it in the Seif afterwards also.
Yeah,
Cain's what's the thing you tell Malach Hashem?
Yeah,
a Malach Hashem isn't doing for his own.
Okay.
He's not doing it for his own Megiyas, for his own. Malach does a shlichus. What are you supposed to do? There's no benefit. Zobazach, if a Rosh Hashiva or Rav, you know, has Talmidim, it's for him. You know, I should be a foursome. He didn't care about anything. There was no.
But he cared about the Torah.
Yeah, that's all it was.
His Torah
there was no Megiyas. Everything that he did was, you know, al pi haTorah, and that was it.
And there was no other reward, in other words.
That was it. Did you meet him?
I never met him personally. I just saw him at one or two Levias. I think who was it? Tavadas, the principal then time. Yeah. Rabbi Lynch's son was Mr. Young.
Yeah.
I think he was there. And also, I think there was a Mr. Hershkowitz that had a Leviathan by Tarvadas, who was a very big gevir. I guess he got a lot of money.
Hershkowitz was the one on the board.
Yeah, so that's the only time I saw him in person. And at the time, I didn't know anything about him or what. It was just, to me, like another Gadolin.
Yeah.
I didn't get close enough to realize what you're describing.
So you're making up for it now?
I'm not making up. Yeah, I'm making up in the mail because I'm listening to all these stories and all these impressions. So, the reason why I did it is because I saw over the years that the results of what this man did, he must have been, so I concluded that this must have been somebody very special who could create such a world after his passing. And so, and all these, what's the world? The world is all these Talmidim that rushed, came close to him, and then they could be marvelous further.
You even see it in the Mishnah Shabbar in the Haggadah, the Chalak, the printed. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the Shurim. Mishnah Shabbar in the Haggadah.
Yeah.
He didn't try to write, most of it is his Loshen. Because I remember the shmuz, his shmuz was it was like a shir.
Uh-huh.
So he did not in his writing, if you read his writing, he writes very simple.
Right.
He wasn't out to use a fancy word to impress.
Uh-huh.
He wrote as he spoke, and there's no extra word.
Uh-huh.
I could say, like I'm a mystical yadin in these kind of swarm.
Yeah.
There's not an extra word. I mean, he doesn't use words for the,
the effect.
Flowery, for the flavor, they add a word, and they add, sometimes you want to make the, be dramatic.
Yeah.
Every word counts. Every word is for a purpose. There's no extra. That's why it's written, I'll be pashtus, and that's the godless. That's good for the godless. It's murdike godless because every word is chlor. It's zakhvenoki. It's pure.
He didn't reprocess it.
Pardon?
He did not reprocess
there
it.
There was no reprocessing. There was no nachavard and put in maybe this word sounds better and I'm gonna add another adjective and it's written mamish like he spoke.
Was it shirim that way too?
Shirim. Well, in the shir, you don't have that. You don't need that.
Uh-huh.
He didn't. Well, today a lot of times people use words in shirim, but that's not godless. That's a schwachkeit of people who don't have teuchen, so they malavish it. With terminology.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't. I mean, you don't find it in most shirim. People who wrote shirim. That it's losachnished in shurim to that extent, but there are people who are lower, like don't have the koyach chiddush and the koyach of the hekef, so they have to use it. They use fillers.
Uh-huh.
They use body language today. That's a different. But you don't see it so much in the shurim. The shurim are on a higher level than the. I'm not going to. You don't need me for this, but. Uh-huh. Shulam says that he begins, and I'm asking to this, he begins where everybody else leaves off.
Uh-huh.
In other words, like you have the Lubush Martha, you have left, like where he learned the Slabotkin. So you have the Shurim, which I'm talking about, and these in Yonah, but he starts where all the other Shurim leave off, he starts.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's on a, you can't compare it. Hishtikal Torah is, the Hekif is, but I'm saying. And in the that anybody who knows how to learn and looks through a shir sees the goinus to help mithalten the is something that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see. But Nagoda, you take it on as a people mostly would think, it says no hasefo. Uh-huh. It's a safer good. So there's a good word here and a good word there, and a Muslim to get there. But it's really a binyan mafoyer. It's It's, again, written with some simplistic language, but it's godless. The simplicity is the godless. The pashtus is the godless.
He didn't have to come on to words.
He didn't look for, he didn't want the words. He had the words, he had the vocabulary. It's written well, but he didn't have to be malavish it, you know, in a... I mean, if you look at Mishnah Shai, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay.
See, because most people will launch those on this. In the Shia, you don't have to be... You see that he has a kashi, he says a sword, and then he brings a kamarayas. So that you see, any person knows how to learn could see the godless. Excuse me, see the godless. But you see godless, merdiki godless, like you see godless in the Meshach Chochmah, for instance.
Yeah.
He was on that...
That's league.
He's in that league. He's
something different than anybody else.
Look, Ramosha was not God, also very big. Uh-huh. Besides in learning, Ramosha's clerkite. Ramosha's clerkite is a Messiah, and his clerkite. And his Avada Zara is Etz Mahus. But there's a certain thing in the writing, there's a certain malchus. Certain malchus in the choice of words and the that's the.
You're talking about Moshe now?
I'm saying the Rashi was in his day, there's a certain malchus.
Malchus.
That Rabbi Yishu was, look, Rabbi Yishu could have been a god 100 years ago also.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's a certain malchus that he possessed. Rabbi Yishu was, I'm not saying who's, you know.
Yeah, that's comparing.
But I'm saying, but your parent, there's a malchus. It was like when you thought you were in his presence.
The Meroimimus.
Israel, yeah.
Yeah, the Meroimimus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go upon him. How is everybody else doing?
Baruch Hashem.
It makes me a very...
Oh, everybody's... let me turn this thing off. I don't want to throw it on the machine. Thank you very much.